the factor of Yom Kippur Manusha. If you can skip over the Golos just like that, you can skip it over, so then why does he have to start the case from the Leida of Yitzchak? Just be, you know, skip over the Golos. And if you don't have, if you're not able to skip over the Zman, so what good does Leida of Yitzchak, what good does the Chassidus do over here? So the Lefidus of Yom Kippur comes out very good. He says, Takia, you need the Chassidus. But that's not Chassidus, their merit helps for us. The pshat is, it says, Ger Yiyeh Zaracha, your zera will be Gerim. That started with Yitzchak, because Yitzchak felt uncomfortable in Eretz Yisrael, so already the Golos started from him. If Yitzchak would not have felt uncomfortable, Yitzchak couldn't start the Golos with him. But because Yitzchak and Yaakov the same thing, first of all, Yaakov was in Golos by Lava. But also Yaakov in Eretz Yisrael, they were living with the Kanani and with the Plishtim. And they felt uncomfortable because of their way of life. That's how we were able to get the goals from them, and in that way they were alike for us. By Yomer Melech Mitzrayim, Melech Mitzrayim said to the Jewish midwives, Hashem Achashifra, Hashem Hashem is poor. By Yomer he said, when you help the Yevriyos give birth, or Isam Alav Noyim, and you'll see the birth stool in Ben Huva, Ba'amita Noyzoi, and Ba'asiva Choy. So Shimon Schwab in the Sefer Mayim Beis Hashayeva brings down a question from his son Rabbi Yosef, who was there in Muncie. He says, Mechayr, Amram was the God of Lador. Amram was the God of Lador, as they stayed in Evers. So, his Rebbetzin was Yecheves. He was the Rebbetzin of the Gadol Hador. How did Tari think? How did he have a Hava Mina that the wife of the Gadol Hador is going to kill Yiddish Kindler? What was the shot? So he asked the question and he also answered. There's a Chibiz that's brought down to shame the Medrash Tache that the Mialdos were Egyptian women. And what does that mean that they were Egyptian women? Is this Tosis or the Medrash that we know that they were Yocheved and Miriam? He says, no, it could be it's not a Steve. He says, it could be that the Kavona is that in order to be able to be Mavatl, the Eitz of Paroi, Yocheved and Miriam, they got dressed up like Mitzriyot. And they changed their names to Shifra and Pua. And by the way, I think Rabbi Yankov points out that Shifra and Pua happen at the letters of Paroi. Shifra has Pei Reish Hei, and Pua has Pei Ayin Hei. These were Egyptian names. So they took on Egyptian names, and they got dressed up like Egyptian. And the male, they looked like Goyish and midwives. And that's why he says, it stresses, Hashem Achashivra, Hashem Hashem is poor. And the male of Pali thought that there would be Mekayim's words, but the emphasis is that they said, not like that. Kiloi Kanoshim Hamitriyos or Ivriyos. They said, they give birth on their own. Every now and then they need help from us. They are midwives on their own. Now, to see this pshat, you're going to have to say a doichik in the pasuk. So, the Yom HaMelech Mitzrayim, Lam Yaldei Yivriyai. The mice of the Torah calls them Yaldei Yivriyai. So, what's the pshat? So, either you can teach Yaldei Yivriyai, the Yaldei of the Yivriyai that helped out the Yivriyai, or you could say the Torah is telling us that was who they were. They might have gotten dressed up like Egyptian women. Of the etzim they were talking Rias. By Tevet Bas Pari Lirchei Salayor, the daughter of Pari went down to wash by the river. By Tiftach Batir Ehu Esayelet, she opened up the Teva and she saw the child, the Hinei Nar Boichet, and Nar was crying. By Takma Olam, and she had Rachmanis on. Now, Chazal Darshan over here, that Bateret Bas Pari Luchas Al Yor, she went to wash herself to be Toivo from the Avodah Zorah of her father, and she came to be Megayah, who was a Tefillah L'Shem Gevur. So L'Chayr, Reberel Soloveitchik, that's how it says, L'Chayr was seen from over here, that there were two separate Maisim that took place. Number one, she was in the middle of becoming a Giyaris, and number two, a totally separate thing, she saved Moshe. It happens to me that these two things came at the same time. But L'chayr, they were two separate things that don't really really have a shaykhus to each other. It happens to be, it came at the same time. Of his upper barrel silvachik, then Vabi is not like that. One was totally in the other. The Torah says over here, Batachmoy Lolov. She had to have special rachmanis on him. In order to save Moshe, there had to be tremendous rachmanis. I think the reason is because she was putting herself into sakana. She was putting herself into grave danger. Her father was gazing against the scum. She's openly defying the word of her father. That took a lot of rachmanis. As long as she's a goyah, this mida is not around by goyim. This is one of the midas of Yidden. Rachmanis by shanim goyim lechasadim. It's one of the midas of Yidden. But as long as she was a shiksa, it wasn't shaykh to have this batachma. That's the pshat. The two things are totally different. That because she went to wash herself and because she went to be Megayer, that brought into her a Vatachmoel. She had the Midah of Rachmanis of the Bnei Yisrael, and the male she was able to save the child. The Medrash also says that Gabriel came and he gave Moshe a pot she should cry and she should be filled with Rachman on him. You see, clearly you needed plenty of Rachmanis over here, otherwise whoever did it would not go about the Hatzolah. It's only Shaykh, this Midah of Rachmanim, by someone that's in the Mela. For Geirus was the Geirim of Atachmo, and that was the Geirim of saving Moshe Rabbeinu. She opened up the Teva, and she saw the Yelet. So Rashi brings down two Pshot. She saw the Yelet. But then he brings down a second shot, which is a Gemara in Saita that few days on a day. The Gemara asks the question, why does it say Batir Ehu Esayela? She should have said Batir Esayela. She saw the Yelet. What is Batir Ehu Esayela? So the Gemara says Batir Ehu Esayela. She saw the Shechina with the Yelet. Batir Ehu. She saw the Shechina. So there's a couple of things you have to understand over here. Rashi says, not that we learn out of Atirei, Rashi says, Es Hayelet, with the Yelet. What was with the Yelet? The Shechina. Now, how does Rashi correspond with the Gemara that learns out of Atirei? Second of all, from Es Hayelet alone, you don't see what was with the Yelet. Meichat Taisa was the Shechina. Where do you see from Es Hayelet that there was the Shechina with the Yelet? So the Vilna Goyin, the Mesech Tesoyte, says the Gevaldik of Shad. There's a Gemara that says, it's a Gemara in Shabbos, Dawid, that the Oisius, Hei Vav, are the name of HaKadosh Baruch. That means that by Hashanah, we say, Aniva Hu, Hashir No. Hu, Hei Vav, that's the name of HaKadosh Baruch. So if that's the case, you can say the Drosh and Pasha. It doesn't say Vatera, as I yell it. It says Vatir A, Hu. That Hei and Vav is extra. That means Vatera who? She saw who? She saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Es Hayelet with the Yelet. This mamish came out before us in the Pasuk. So Rashi then says Es Hayelet is saying the second part with the Yelet. But what was with the Yelet? Vatera who? She saw the Hei Vav. That is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I heed my Yomim Hohen. In those days, I heed Al Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu grew. He grew up. And he saw their hard labor. He saw an Egyptian man hitting an Ivri from his brothers. He turned here and there and he saw that there was no man watching. I saw a Hafu the Chassidishipshat. Rabbi Kodesh Rav Aaron of Bialik Bilitz, Chusi Yogan Aleinu, never killed in the war. He was a great grandson of the Heilige Divrei Chaim. A very holy, holy Jew. He was a Gor Heilige Yid. The Sefer who I saw, that brings down a mice with him. He was an 8-year-old boy. He used to come home from Cheder. He used to wake up 5 in the morning. He was in Cheder a whole day. He used to go to sleep. And one night, his mother hears, he wants to see how he's doing. And he's talking to Abaye Verovit. Abaye third night, she finally went to the Divrei Chaim. Divrei Chaim said, the next time it starts, tell me. Sure enough, it started the next night, and the Divrei Chaim came, and he listened in. And he walks into the room, and he says, you see Abaye v'Rava? They answered back, and they say, Tzinish? They say, they doesn't see them. So the Divrei Chaim took up his talus, and he put it over his eyes, and he wasn't able to see it anymore. He felt it was not good for the kid to see it. We're talking about someone that's such a Baal Madrega, such a Kaddish. He said, I have to look at Pshat over here. He says, it's a Dover Yodua, that everything that's done in the Olam HaElyon of Yishamayim, there is a dugma of that that happens down here. And sometimes when it happens down here, you could tell what was Nigzer up in Shamayim. This is really based on a Ramban in Sefer Bereishis. So therefore, when Moshe Rabbeinu saw that an Ish Mitzri is hitting a Yid, he thought that this is not a Dover Varshis. If you're talking that this is what's happening up in Shamayim, that the Malach, the Sarsam, the Tzrayim, is wielding his power up there, and he's oppressing the Malach over the Yid. The Vayifen Koy V'Choy, he turned here and there, he looked around all the Olamas to be Baidik and to be Mavara, what's going on? Sure enough, Vayar, he ain't Ish. This is not merely the hitting of a human being. This is the hitting of the Malach up in Shemayim. He said, Ayyazman of Shemayim, they showed me this Mara. Vayas, I could do something about it. Vayach es ha mitzvi. He smote the mitzvi. That means with his tefillos, he brought down the gedula of the sad that's mamuna over Mitzrayim. By Yitmenehu Bachol, he buried him in the sand in the schus of Klal Yisrael. That's nimshul to the Chol Hayat. Shortly after that, it says, Vayomas Melech Mitzrayim. Once they were murdered him from his gedulah, the Zohar HaKadosh says that Vayomas Melech Mitzrayim is gone on the Sarsha Mitzrayim. They were murdered him from his gedulah. And once a person is lowered from his gedulah, it's like he's dead. Matal Shavosim Elo Elohim, that's when the feelings were first accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why he touched up the pasuk. Maridike, chat. By him, by Yom Harab Mohem, by Yomos Melech Mitzrayim. The Melech Mitzrayim died. By a young who Bnei Yisrael mino avoida. The Bnei Yisrael groaned from the avoida. By Yizaku, by Tal Shavos Melech Kim mino avoida. Melech Chayra. You have to understand. By Yomos Melech Mitzrayim. And that's the reason why the Bnei Yisrael started sighing from the Arabaida. Adarabah, Melech Mitzrayim was a Russian Marusha. He was placing tremendous, tremendous Arabaida on them. So, if anything, it should have been, they should have calmed down a little bit because of it. And here you see Lehefach, by Yayanku. I saw the Sefer Eitzus Pnimi HaTeira. He says he could learn a tremendous lesson from them. Maybe they could lesson. The reason why the Bnei Yisrael groaned so much. Because when they saw that the Melech Mitzrayim, that he died, and their matzav didn't change, that brought about in them a tremendous yigush. Normally, when a king dies, so all the people he took prisoner and all of the slaves, they set them free. And here, the Melech Mitzrayim died. Prisoners were set free, and Avodim was set free, but the Bnei Yisrael remained Avodim just like before. So they said, oh, Yagazoi, that means we have no hope. We're going to mamish remain like this forever. But if you look at what really happened, you see it was a great time for Klal Yisrael. At that time, the Zohar HaKadosh says that when it was Neis Melech Mitzrayim, that means in Shamayim, they lowered the Sarsha Mitzrayim from his Gedulah, and as long as he was B'Tokva, as long as he had his power, the screams of the Bnei Yisrael were not Mekubal over there. Because his Shlita was so strong that it blocked the Tfilos from going up. Once he died, the Koyos of the Bnei Yisrael came up to Shemayim, and they were accepted, and that was the beginning of the rule. The Eitzus Pnimi HaTeira says, you see how one could never really tell. By looking at what's going on down here, you could never really tell what the emes is up there. And times that seem to be our worst moments could really be up in Shemayim, tremendous moments for us, where our feelings are hurt. Vayomer, when Moshe Rabbeinu was taking care of the sheep of Yisrael, and he was by Har Chayrev, Vayomer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Al Tikrav HaLoim, do not come close here. Shalno Alecha Me'al Raglecha, remove your shoes from your feet. Ki HaMokam HaShar HaTa'omer Olov Admos Kaidish. Because the ground that you are standing on is a holy ground. So why is that a reason to remove one's shoes? What's the connection? Our shoes are over tame. What's the pshat? Nemesis is a medrash. Shalmi olecha, kol mokim sha'ashchina niglis, osher ben ivo tassan. You find the same thing by Yeshua. Wherever the shchina appears, the ivo tassan is osher. Why? What's the connection? So, the sefer Be'er Yosef, Yosef's son, brings down the Mori de Kipshat. Yishavo HaKadosh says b'shem, he says that when we know that the Gemara says in the Sefer Brachos, when a person puts on his shoes, he should say Sha'osa li kol tzarek. He made for me all of my needs. Why are shoes making all needs for yourself? So he said, "Amari the kibshat the marshal." It's your dua that there's four yisoidis in the bria. There's daimen, an inanimate object. There is seneach, there's plants. Growth, there's a chai, animals that live, and there's a medaber, that's an odom, that speaks. We know that the plants are yoinek from the daimen, so the plants rule over the ground, they rule over sin. We know that the animals, they eat the plants, so they rule over the tameach. And we know that the human being, he uses the animal side for food, and side for the leather, you know, for shoes and other materials, so he rules over everything. That is why when a person puts on his shoes, that's why he says, Shalosu li kol tzarek, because by putting on his shoes, he shows he rules over the animal, that rule over the plants, that rule over the daimen, the male, we rule over everything. All my tzarchim are taken care of because I rule over that. That means that the shoes represent shlita over the entire bria. But in the Beit HaMikdash, we know, in Gavus L'Lam, okay, that in the Beit HaMikdash, we have to be machmi ourselves in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then you can't show that you're shoylet over the entire bria. That's when we take off our shoes. Or any place where there's the Shechina, and a person has to be machmi himself, he has to lower himself to the Shechina, there he cannot wear his shoes. Atmos Kodesh, Shal Ni'alech, Ni'alrat Lech. You could be licensed to this. We know that on Yom Kippur, we know that we don't wear shoes. There's an Isser and Eilus and Sandal. It could be also a high timer. Because Yom Kippur, more than any other time, we have to be machmi ourselves in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then we don't show our shlita over the entire bria. I saw a beautiful word. Ha'yomer Moshe Ela Elokim. Hinei Anoichi Boel Bnei Yisrael. I'm going to come to the Bnei Yisrael. He sent me to you. They're going to say, what's his name? So, I saw it brought down. What is the Shaila Mo'aymar Aleichem? Just say. Elokim Shlokhani. Why can't you say Elokim Shlokhani Aleichem? Because Baruch Hu had to tell him a new name. Eyeh Shlokhani Aleichem. Like, well, what do you have to tell him a new name for? Just say, Avikim Shlachani Aleichem. The Sefer Kesef Nivchar brings down the shame of Yisroel Hadarsh. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu told him, Brothers Baruch Hu, Ki Chvad Peh Uchvad Loshen Onoichi. What is this double Loshen? Chvad Peh and Chvad Loshen. He says, Amayri Kipshat. He says, there are certain letters, certain sounds that are pronounced with the help of the teeth. Zion, Shin, Reish, Samach, Tadi. Those are the teeth, oisius, that you pronounce with the teeth. There's also other oisius that need the tongue. Dalid, Tes, Lamid, Nun, Samach. That is controlled with various movements of the tongue. Moshe Rabbeinu was lacking in both of them. Both in the pronunciation of the oisius that have to do with the teeth, and both the pronunciation of the oisius that have to do with the tongue. That is why he said a double loss. Kvad peh u kvad loshein anoichi. Klatpez referring to the teeth. He wasn't able to pronounce the letter Zayin Shin Reish Samach Tzadi. And Klat Lashon, he wasn't able to pronounce the letters that have to do with the tongue. Now, all of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of the Shemes HaKadoshim, and all of the Kinuyim, you don't find any of them that don't have one of these letters. And because Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kvad Pen and Kvad Lashon, he couldn't pronounce any of those names. And mainly, he is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How am I supposed to say the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu if I'm Kvad Pen and Kvad Lashon? I don't have the courage to say any of those letters. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, say, does not need the teeth, nor does it need the tongue. Say, and that's it. That'll be the name that you will use. Finally, I saw Moshe the Kipshad. Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, Loma harayosav oma zeh, loma zeh shlachton. Why'd you make it bad to these people? Why did you send me? So the Sefer Kol Yehuda brings down a Moshe the Kipshat based on a Maisa. In Russia, the Tsar was geyser to take Yidden to the army. It was mamish, a terrible gzeira that Yidden have to leave their homes and they have to be in the Malkum of Goyim, and they forced them to do things that compromise their Yiddishkeit. So the Noyim Elimelech of Lezhenz was Oisik and Tanesim and Siguvim, hoping to be Mavatul Xavier. So one time, the Meshner Tzermagid, the Rebbe there, he met the Noyim Elimelech and they were discussing the Xavier. And he heard that the Noyim Elimelech is Oisik and Tanesim and Siguvim. He said, stop your Tanesim, stop your Siguvim. Lachamev Esrim, I'm going to go up to Shemayim, I'm going to stand before the Kisei HaKavod, and I'll be Mispalel and I will be Mavatul Xavier. So Noyim Elimelech gave up his Tanesim. Not long afterwards, the Rebbe Rebbe was nifter, and nothing changed because Eira remained the same. Noyim Elimelech was wondering, my eye. The Rebbe Rebbe said he's going to dive in front of the Kisei HaKavod. The Rebbe Rebbe came to him in a column and he told him, you should know that up here, once a person reaches up in Shemayim, it's impossible to doubt that Xavier should become bottle. Because up here, everything is so clear, I can't doubt that it should become bottle. It's good for the B'nai Yisrael. It's good for them. And that's when Noam Elimel started his Siguvim again. So the Imre Yemma said, based on chat, that was Moshe Rabbeinu's time. Loma Ariyosa, Loma Zeh, Loma Zeh Shlachtani. There's a pasuk in Tehillim that says, Yodia drachecha l'Moshe. Hashem let Moshe Rabbeinu know all of his way. He was close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He saw that everything is good, even the Golot. To the Meili, he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shlach neviyat tishlach. Send, make a shli of somebody else, not me. I can't daven for the B'nai Yisrael because I see clearly how everything is good for them. So you should send somebody that's not really so clear in the goodness of the Golot. He'll be able to daven. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said over here, Loma HaRayosa, Loma Zeh, Loma Zeh Shlachtani. Why do you send me? A regular person would be able to daven over the hardships, but I see it with a clarity. The name I cannot daven. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him, Atosira. Now you will see. Darshan the Gemara, you will see the Geula now, but you're not going to see the Geula, the Muhammad against the 31 Malachim in Eretz Yisrael. That Yeshua, your Talmud, he's going to leave that, and he's going to see that, and you're not going to see that. Because Yeshua did not see the clarity of the Torah, and he was able to daven on behalf of the B'nai Yisrael, so he was able to see that Muhammad against the Lamed Aleph, the Lord of the Moshe Rabbeinu, who complained. And he said, I'm not able to daven with them, for now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're talking, not going to see the Nitzachon, that Nitzachon is going to be in the hands of Yeshua. Ha'gut Neshavos, everybody.